95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Hey, welcome to a new installment of the Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh from S.R. Perot. It's Friday. It's a Morning Hog. It's Flavor Town, baby.
Flavor Town.
I like it.
Danny Dog.
Bro, what an interesting palette of cans and flavors you brought
today. I got some cool stuff today.
Oh, I'm so psyched. Where do we even start with this right here?
With our friends over there at Tampa Bay Brewing Company, of course.
I've told you this already, Josh. We told you this off the air. But this product I was made aware of over the last couple weeks. Somebody bought one and gave it to me, and I consumed it in the parking deck and up to the security gate at Universal until they said, you got to finish it. And I was like, no problem, bro. I'll chug it. God, this is a good beer.
It's
It's
extremely good. So this is a new offering from Tampa Bay Brewing Company.
Very danky.
It's one of their new core beers as well. So this is going to be available year-round all the time. It's their new West Coast IPA called Coral Head. You know how they're always going with kind of those fishing and sea themes, I guess you could say?
Yeah.
It's the can's very attractive, you know.
No, I was slightly inebriated when I asked Josh about this. I was like, where's that cornhead beer? He's like,
that's
bro.
Right.
Bro.
I forgot about that.
You got three of the letters right. It's coral, as it turns out. It's about the ocean, isn't it?
I had to Google real quick whether or not they had a corn beer or not.
I love.
Yeah, I feel better now.
West Coast IPAs more than New England IPAs.
Because you like that.
I prefer.
A little bit of bitterness.
That bite and that sharp sting. And just when you drink it, you're just like, woo!
So this clocks in at 7%.
Is it? Whoa, it's 7%. Oh, no wonder. I called the wrong name.
Right.
This is a great, great beer.
It's very good. True to style, but with the Tampa twist on it. And like I said, it's a new beer for them, a new core beer. So definitely go out there. We have it on draft in some areas. Also in package, or check out our website.
He's talking about srprot.com/beerfinder, which, again, you can find it. It's on draft in some places? Oh, I got to go to those places.
Delicious.
Wow.
I had the pleasure of trying it up at the brewery not too long ago.
Oh, that's good. Where's that place located?
So, West Chase, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then the other one is in Ybor, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, cool. Yep. I'm going to make a trip.
Or check out their website.
I've been there once. To one of those once.
I love that. It's a great looking can, too. I mean, you know, the Reef Donkey is a great looking can.
Right.
All of the other varieties and incarnations of all the great stuff the Tampa Bay Brewing Company has. But I'm so glad to hear this is going to be a year-round
thing for them. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, TBBC. Appreciate you. Okay. I'm going to keep sipping this while you pour something new.
What
you got?
Something brand new.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you're breaking the seal. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't tried these yet. This is brand new for our market. This is Sam Adams, their Epic Squeeze Variety Pack.
Oh.
So all these beers are going to have some fruit in them. On average, about 4.6% alcohol.
Okay.
Epic. But I'm not sure what to expect.
These are beers.
These are beers.
Okay. And you haven't had these yet either?
I have not.
This is exciting. Oh, it's time for a new Josh Try. All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Riggs. Welcome to new Josh Try. Well, Josh has tried everything. He's the science. He's the guy with the lab coat. He knows what's up.
Oh, wow.
When we get something new, we can enjoy with him.
So what flavor is this one?
Okay.
So this is citrus.
Ooh. Wow.
Citrus. Okay. It smells like it.
All right.
It smells very orangey.
Okay.
Like just like a straight, like a regular orange.
So this one says you get a burst of orange citrus. So it's going to be mostly orange.
Okay.
All right. A little bit of lemon lime in there, but you should really get those flavors very prominent.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. This will spank your taste buds like they've been naughty. Right?
That's pretty damn good.
That is refreshing.
Yeah, it is.
That is a summertime beer.
Yeah.
I mean, year-round beer, but
yeah.
For me, like, especially with our weather going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yes.
I am super on board.
That's got, like, an orange zest as opposed to an orange, like a candied orange slice.
Right.
It's got a zest, right?
Absolutely.
Want to let everybody know that. You're not getting that, I want to suck on an orange lollipop. Forget that. This will kick you right in the taste buds.
So we have four of these different flavors.
Let's try one.
Well, let's get one more before the break.
Okay. It's yellow.
Ooh, we got some mango.
Oh. Okay. The mango's been showing up the last couple weeks.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Seems to be a fan favorite, you know?
Yes, sir.
The mango, of course. A vegetable?
Fruit.
Come on now. Right. Just trying to convince him. All right. Oh, that's very mango-y.
Mango. Again, 4.6% alcohol.
Okay.
Mmm.
So basically, what do you have here? The root of the Sam Adams beer, like just a standard Sam, and they're like
some really nice fruit,
chucking fruit in there. Oh, that's good too.
Wow,
real good.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of zest in there. I kind of like it.
Yeah, something else going on in there.
It's not too sweet, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. Now, that variety pack's got four different flavors. We have not tried two of them yet.
Well, we have tried two of
them. Right. Whoa.
We have not tried two.
I went back in time right there.
Let's
save two.
Time is a full circle.
Let's try them after the break. Morning Hog Brew Review, 95.7 The Hog. Math.